And welcome to another Papa's Football Podcast. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. You like that pause? That's because I forgot my own fucking name. That really just happened right there.
You're getting older, John.
I know. It sounded like a pregnant pause, like a broadcaster's pause. But no, I was just like, I'm Papa's Football? No, I'm John Papa Giorgio. I'm joined today in studio by Travis Dorwood.
What's up?
Travis is here as always. And we have lovely guests for you today. We have comedian Loy Lee, who rules the DC area. There, I said it.
What's going on, y'all?
Like Attila the Hun.
There you go. He is...
because he's Asian.
Loy is everywhere. Loy performs 7 to 10 times a week in DC. If you've done comedy in DC, you've seen Loy. He's very, very talented. And yeah, I'm looking forward to getting off my ass and doing more comedy myself. And
as
seeing
you should.
Loy another, yeah, 6 to 1,000 times.
With this theme song going on, I feel like we should have already hit select or start.
Nope.
By now.
We have fallen asleep in a drunken stupor. We've loaded our retro Tecmo Bowl. We are 15 drinks deep, and then we just nod it off. It's going to play over and over and
Sounds
over.
Sounds like Friday.
Yeah. You know what?
Sounds like Tuesday.
There you go. No. Okay. Not doing that again. And in the other corner, we have an improv buddy of mine. We're straddling two worlds here. You know what? Is it Kuduk?
It's Kuduk.
Kuduk?
Yes.
Really?
You made that up.
Like some comic barbarian.
It's long used. It's a palindrome. It's everything you want in the last name, really.
William Kuduk.
Yes.
God damn. Okay, I never knew this about you. I like you even more now, Kuduk. I'll never call you William again, but you sealed your
sounds
face,
like,
sir.
Sounds like something a douchebag would say after, like, thick finger guns.
Kuduk.
Kuduk
in it.
Kuduk. I kuduked in her smooge. Yeah. Frat boy high five. Yeah. So... Will was here to watch the show, and then we realized we had an open mic, and fuck it, now Will's on the show. That's how professional this is. Guys, we're going to talk all the football that happened this previous week, and none story bigger, that's English, none story bigger than the benching of one Elizabeth Manning.
Elizabeth, huh?
Elizabeth, that's his baptismal name, yes.
There you go.
For those that don't know, probably not listening to this show, you're into football enough to know what's going on. But if you don't know, Ben McAdoo, who, Loy, you're a Patriots guy.
I am.
Travis, you're Skins guy. Kudu, Count Dooku over there. You are a Minnesota Vikings guy. But let's be honest. Everyone's heart broke for Eli Manning hearing that greasy shit Ben McAdoo, their horrible one-and-done coach, benched him. Broke his 210 consecutive start streak, the longest streak for a QB since Favre, which I think was like 297. He'll never touch Favre's record. Like, Favre's is...
He's second place for regular season. He passed Peyton, I think, this year, but for total games, he's third below Peyton.
Yeah. It was an incredible thing, and classlessly, like... Again, I'm a Redskins guy, so I love shitting on an NFC East rival. But we can all agree, regardless of team allegiance, one, you felt bad for Eli, and two...
I'm not agreeing.
I don't agree with that at all.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Don't speak for us, John.
Well,
fuck that guy.
You didn't like the...
Well, yeah, Loy has selfish reasons for this.
Fuck that guy.
Loy is a Patriots fan, yeah.
Okay, my issue with Eli is that he's two different people. Like, before week 8, he's a sleepy, doe-eyed, like, he seems very unimpressed. He doesn't want to be there. And then come week 9, he comes alive, and he's a different guy. And now it's like you're going to bench the guy when all of his prime time comes this part of the season.
They don't want it to come.
Right, right, at that point. You go, oh, fuck your fan base, fuck your team, we're not trying to win. They're not even trying to win at this point.
Exactly. No, they're legit tanking. I mean, there's no debate. Like,
you gotta lose games to win games.
I mean, who? Their third stringer is Webb, is it? Their third
Yes, Davis Webb.
Davis Webb
from California.
And Davis Webb was drafted last year.
He's a rookie.
Yep. Okay. Do they just not think he's the dude? Period. Was he a throwaway pick?
No. Okay. Here's the situation.
Thank you, sir.
My parents went away on a week's vacation. Sorry, Fresh Prince Bel Air.
They are starting Geno Smith, everyone's favorite mediocre quarterback.
He hasn't started like any games. Did he even start one game last year with the Jets?
I don't care. Yeah, I think so. But
but okay, continue.
And I I want to interrupt Travis now. That's the game. I just want to say I'm mildly weirded out by black dudes with Italian names. There, I said it. I put it out there. I was once hired by a great dude named Anthony Nurse. And when I first met Anthony, I had a split second of like my eyebrow going up. He's like, "Hello, sir. I am Anthony." He always said, "Hello, sir," in that great voice of Anthony Nurse's. And I think he had a look on his face like, "Surprised, aren't you?" And I was just like, "Damn right I am, Anthony. Now let's get to the interview." But yes, continue with Gino.
Gino's?
Hey. Yes, exactly. Hey. I like my Gino's look like the goddamn fonts. There, you got it.
That's what he said when he found out the news. Hey, I'm a starting quarterback again. Hey.
Hey. Sit on hey. It, Mr. C.
I don't know who should be offended. Italians or black people?
Suck it, dude.
The Fonz was technically Jewish in real life, so we can throw them in the mix.
Okay, so the debate is whether you agree with Gino starting, or you can have the wrong opinion and say that Davis Webb, the rookie quarterback, should be starting this week. Brian and I had a big back and forth last night. Yeah. Brian Bolte, fuck him. Mm-hmm. The reason that is a wrong opinion is because Davis Webb has been the third string quarterback. He has not gotten any legitimate reps in practice. He has been practicing with the practice squad. So
some be a true clusterfuck then, you're saying, if he came in.
Yeah, like you're setting up the guy to fit. Like people's logic is like, oh, let's throw him in there and see what happens. Maybe he can. No, there's way more negatives that can come out of that. What if
we don't even know if his jersey fit. He hasn't even put his jersey on yet.
Right.
They misspelled his last name. Like it's been that way all season.
He's number 12 QB. Like that's his name. That's the name on the back of his jersey. 12 QB.
Like an unlicensed video game just says quarterback.
Quarterback. Exactly.
Continue. I don't want to now. Yeah, is there any argument on this? Anybody think I'm wrong, or am I just going
to... Well, we'll get to the... I just want to play real fast a clip. Loy can tweak his nipples to this. The rest of us will feel bad. At least I'll feel bad. This is Eli talking about his benching, like almost crying. In the right
back. Eli, how hard is this hitting you emotionally?
That's hard. Hard day to handle this, but hang in there and figure it out.
Hardest days of giant.
What are these douchebag questions?
I don't know.
Is it hard? Is it hard being benched and treated like shit, Eli? Do you want to cry? You want to cry like a little girl from a camera, Eli?
To anyone besides the Bandwell decision, Jerry or John?
Sorry, I love reporting sometimes. It's literally just needling.
Yeah.
It's just fucking... They might as well be next to their fat friend, like who's in front of a pizza, like, you want to eat that fatty? You want to eat that fat food, fat fuck? That's the depth of it. I'm bowled over by it. I know that John Mara, the owner of the Giants, is a classless piece of shit, and he did something similar where he dumped Tom Coughlin, a man who brought them two pieces of hardware, as we broadcasters refer to it. And on the day that they gave him his walking papers, or he stepped... Travis, Loy, anyone, was he ultimately fired, or he was like him, right? They're not going to...
I think he resigned.
Did he resign?
But he was...
It might have been one of those situations like, hey, we think you should resign, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. That's a little different. I mean...
Well, Mara handled it so poorly that there's a great little GIF, as I call it. No, GIF. I call it GIF. A lot of people call it GIF. Great little bit of footage circulating the internet of him like coming out with his like letter of resignation, and Mara comes to greet him as if to be like, oh, Tom, this is bad. And fucking Tom Coughlin legit just walks past the guy like some Beyonce Lemonade shit. Just like, fuck you. And Mara, get this, for the day McAdoo tells Eli he's benching him, Mara was not in the building. That's how big a fucking pussy
I didn't know about that.
John Mara is. Yeah, like I could take pussy lessons from this guy. And I am the Da Vinci of being a puss.
Yeah, we're going to need you to come in on Saturday.
he is just a classless piece of shit. And just for that, I'm going to make love to one or both of his daughters.
I mean, I guess the logic behind this is that they're afraid Eli is going to win just amount enough games where they are out of position to get one of these top quarterbacks in the draft.
Well, supposedly McAdoo hatched this a while ago. Mm. And was just like, we're moving on from Eli. I guess when they were like, what, 0-4 or some crap? He's just like, all right, season's already over.
Mathematically, we are out, guys.
Yeah. And he brought it to the, is it Tish? They're, who the hell is it? I don't know their fucking manager's name.
Are you just saying words?
No, there's something.
Oh, they're G. I don't know what
their name is. Yeah, they're GM and Mara. And supposedly they were like, I guess we're on board with it, I suppose. But like, it's on you to execute it. Like, this is, you know, blood's on your hands if you want it. And he went ahead with it. And it's just, it's such a dick move because who the fuck, in 10 years' time, Ben McAdoo is going to be a goddamn, like, pub trivia question in the annals of Giants history.
I thought you were about to say, like, a pub bartender.
That too, that yeah. That too. He'll be like, you know, who coached the Giants from 2016 to 17.
Who is?
Yeah, who's me?
The Eli killer.
Tip your server.
He does just look so scummy, doesn't he? Just,
and it turns out that after he gets fired, he ends up being one of the Patriots coaches.
Yeah,
the one Patriot that could beat Eli Manning.
He is a fucking, like, I just looked at him and immediately was like, he sucks, smarmy piece of shit.
You look at him one time, you're just, you suck, dude.
Yeah, like, you suck your stupid Pat Riley hair. Like, I don't care if all the evidence in the world is that Jerry Sandusky is a child molester. Like, that dude blew all those kids in Happy Valley. That's how molestery he looks.
Wow.
I know. I solve crimes on this show.
Hot takes.
No one gives me applause.
Here's the thing, though. If he was a Patriots coach, like, this is a move that Bill Belichick would be applauded for. Like, they always talk about how Tom Brady, if he started sucking, Belichick would have no problem cutting him.
He won't even wait till him to start sucking. He's like, I can get some value out this guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Welcome to the Vikings.
So I feel like McAdoo's trying to pull a Belichick here, but he just has zero resume to back it up.
Now, Belichick is like, you hear cats and dogs and birds and shit, like, lose their mind like 45 seconds before an earthquake hits. Like, he's like that. Like, he can just walk through the locker and be like, I smell failure in 6 months upon you. You are gone now. And,
well, like, wait, do you think there's going to be a decline in my play? Yes. You're going to be playing for the Cardinals. Like,
yeah,
aww,
like, he just leans in, he's like, your knee's going to blow in 18 months. Get out of here.
I guess this is a little different because Eli's been mediocre at best for about 3 seasons now, right?
Eli, the Giants have been very, I have not paid.
You're giving a lot of compliments to Eli Manning by calling him mediocre.
They've been pretty
He's
weak.
Been bad this year. Like, people are kind of forgetting that part.
That's why I don't,
like,
have a problem with it at all. I mean,
like, he's played himself out of it. I mean, honestly, Geno Smith might be better at him at
potentially,
this point.
But the whole argument is, like, the dude doesn't deserve a fucking end of season. Like, if they're so bad, he's not really going to carry you to wins. What do you, I think you're already being beaten to the horrible punch by who? The 49ers, God knows the Browns, who are competing for the perfect season. So you're not going to.
You can do
it,
Browns. Like, believe me.
I have faith. Oh, completely.
I think that on the other hand, you keep Eli playing and you hope that he does well enough so you can unload him for something. Because now you chop him off at the leg and you can't get anything for him at the end of the season.
Yeah
now you're clearly releasing the dude.
You have to.
Yeah, well, that's what there's at the trade deadline. They were talking about trade, or there's rumors that, like, trading him to the Jaguars or something like
that. Yeah, and that would have been a gutsy move that actually netted something.
Yeah.
And now you
to
get dick all. Yeah. And you get horrible sentiment.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, Loy, being a good person, don't like the Patriots, so I always laughed when he would win because he looks like an idiot and Brady's clearly better, and yet he won both of those duels, but I didn't like. I'm not some great Giants fan. Like, they seem to always have the Redskins number, but damn, dude, like, they did him dirty. It's just, it boils down to that. Like, everyone is just like, ugh.
Yeah, because you're tanking, but you're tanking for fourth, fifth.
Yeah, for what sixth, exactly? Yeah,
sixth overall.
You're not getting whoever. I don't do much college ball. Is there some consensus, like?
Oh, you don't, do you?
No.
If only someone here watched it religiously and looked at 5 mock drafts every
day. Shut up with your orange Mr. T hat. That's so weird.
Solidarity. Go Vols. Go Vols. We're in trying times, but we'll pull through. We'll persevere.
Is there some, like, this is the Andrew Luck of this year? Or?
Well, not that far, but it is. There are potentially up to 6 first-round quarterbacks in this class.
Really? Oh, poor Kirk Cousins. Oh, poor, poor us. What the Redskins
poor
are gonna
every
do.
Mediocre quarterback.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Just a,
the
oh.
consensus, like 1A and 1B, are Josh Rosen from UCLA and Sam Darnold from USC.
Okay.
So a lot of mock drafts I've seen have Josh Rosen going to the Giants, which I think would be very good. I really like him. I think he's potentially a Matt Ryan type quarterback.
Are these mock drafts like assuming that the Browns have already traded their number one pick for Magic Beans? Or?
Not yet, but that okay. is coming. Yes. I actually just saw one mock draft that Lamar Jackson from Louisville going number one to the Browns, which I think that would be a very Browns move.
Why? What is he?
He's just like. He won the Heisman last year. He's like a running type quarterback. It just seems like a type of move where the Browns would make and then just ruin his career.
But who would they trade him to next year after the year after that? Like, who does he get traded to?
Him and they'll cut him, and then him and Manziel will just become roommates. And
I was gonna say, yeah, when they cut him after the eventual rebuild, 36 months from now, because that is apparently what is on the horizon. By the way, for the Browns. Yet another coach, and don't get me wrong, I have no love for Hugh Jackson. That's a dude who's like shit the bed at two different gigs now. Like
you can't rebuild a rebuild of a rebuild. Like they haven't gotten to a plateau where you're like, oh, we're gonna rebuild this from this plateau. They've just steadily been underperforming.
They've been nothing. Yeah.
Rebuild implies there was something built there.
Right.
Before.
Right.
Yeah, they've been nothingness for
how
a very
you,
long time.
How do you go 1-16 and then have $100 million in cap space? Like that just proves you are not in the business to win football games. You are in the business of selling tickets and selling jerseys.
Which I think they do well, right? I mean, like Cleveland fucking will never quit on that team.
I love Cleveland, not really. But have you been there? There's nothing else to do. Like, it's so blue collar. The only way that you can connect to your dad is through alcohol and football. That is Cleveland in a nutshell.
They got LeBron, right?
Yeah. Until he leaves again.
I thought you could
for six more months.
You could also like clap chalk into the air.
Yeah, great. The land.
That's
that's
cocaine
what they call it
for them.
the land. You can have that. I've been there. You can keep it.
Leave land, man.
No, I'm leaving land.
Yeah, I kind of want to go, but then you have to admit to yourself, like, you want to go to Cleveland.
If you haven't seen the YouTube video, it's like the Cleveland song. I recommend it.
Oh, by the guy doing, like, the Cleveland Tourism Board thing?
Yeah, it's just, welcome to Cleveland. Hey, blah, da, da, da.
Oh, I'll play it right now. What the hell?
Yeah, fuck it. That sounds intriguing. I'm with it.
It's like, we see sunshine three times a year. Yeah, here we
go. Fun times in Cleveland today. Cleveland, come on down to Cleveland Town, everyone. Come and look at both of our buildings. Buy some food that's prepared near the street. Who knows, you might even see this guy. You should come on down to West 6th Street. It's the perfect place if you're a douchebag. Watch the poor people all wait for buses. Who the fuck still uses a payphone? Here's the place where there used to be industry. This train is carrying jobs out of Cleveland. Cleveland leads the nation in drifters. Here's a statue of Moses Cleveland. He's the guy who invented Cleveland. Yeah!
Like, I love the lyrics. I love the enthusiasm. But the quality, the production quality in this vocal range of this guy encapsulates Cleveland to the T.
There's another one, but we're not gonna keep. That's just our whole show. Let's play this YouTube clip, and now this YouTube.
Hey, let's watch public access TV because that sounds like a commercial for a local furniture store in Cleveland.
It is lovably low rent. I enjoy the hell out of that thing. God damn, I wish I'd thought of something. That thing is almost 10 million views, and those are real views. That isn't like you know. Some girl on Twitch who's like, oh, I thought I shut off the camera and now I'm masturbating type views. Like, those are funny views. That's quality, goddammit.
Brandon Wheaton has about a million of those views, I think.
Oh, he just watches it and jerks and cries.
Johnny Manziel just literally hitting replay every minute and a half.
He hits the pipe and he's like, was I there? Like, I remember that something.
This is how bad the Browns are. We start off talking about Eli Manning and then somehow we get to fuck the Browns.
Because we were talking about horrible things and then we got to mediocrity and then it just became the Browns.
Eli Manning gets signs with the Browns. They go to the Super Bowl. They win. And he rides off into the sunset.
You heard it first.
What's
Eli? What's Eli's move now? Is he just going to retire, or is he going to try and go on another team?
I think everyone,
Jacksonville makes a lot of sense because Tom Coughlin's like their team president or whatever the title is.
Or Canadian football.
No. No.
At that point, you put a bull in his head.
I mean, he's been making over $20 million a year for.
Yeah, he don't need that cash.
He's doing okay. You're right. Yeah. So, are you saying a country where prostitution's legal does make sense?
Prostitution legal? It makes sense, yes.
In Canada, yeah. No, Toronto.
I'm a fan.
Did you just say Canada?
Toronto. Yeah, I did. But on purpose.
In Montreal. In Montreal. Montreal, it's definitely legal.
Really? Mm.
Yeah.
I believe Canada was said by Homer one time. I could be wrong. So, from
Segway.
I have the worst segues. Thanksgiving.
Mm.
The ritual of Thanksgiving football. We got our topical stuff out of the way. Now let's dive back all the way to Thanksgiving, which used to mean something to me. Thanksgiving football. There was an innocence to it back when you had two games. And then about 5 years ago, the NFL, engaging in the behavior that really, much more so than the anthem kneeling, I'm sorry, has put it in hot water ratings-wise. It got greedy, dude. It said, you know what's better than two games? Three. You know what's better in tradition? New shit, more shit. Thanksgiving used to be about two games you knew were coming like clockwork. The early Detroit game where they hosted and were probably losing because Matt Millen had picked yet another fucking wideout, number one that year, and he only hit on Megatron. And then you had the afternoon Cowboys game and you just rooted for them to lose so you could like digest more easily. It just calmed your tummy. And then the NFL said, fuck it, we have a third game. And you're like, oh, well, who's going to be hosting? Like, what's the tradition this year? There is no tradition. Fuck you. That's the tradition. It's just whatever shit we put on. So you don't have a single moment on this goddamn holiday away from the NFL. Do you guys feel differently on
back it? In my day, two games.
No, I like it.
How long have you been working on that flawless impression?
Tell us about the depression, Granddaddy.
You tied two cans together and had sex with them, and that was your wife.
Is that what you did when they didn't have a third game? Like, if they didn't have the third game, I don't know what I would do with my night. Like,
you would like watch.
Drink.
You drank. You drank and you watched planes, trains, and automobiles.
I can drink and watch football again, all day.
But you've adapted. We're not.
I have to spend the whole fucking day with my family, watching football and having my grandma like. Freak out when they show a replay of a touchdown. They're like, oh, she did it again. No, fucking idiot.
Wow.
Sorry, that...
Nana survived. Nana's the greatest generation ever. You're going to talk to her like that?
Your Nana's so senile.
No,
she did it again. That girl
I don't know where I was going with that.
With
but...
her dreadlocks. Like the girl... Like the colored girl from The Walking Dead.
What did Nana do to you?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, okay, so what games would you rather see? Like, what tradition would you like to see on the third game?
I don't need tradition. You guys are... That's an old person thing, I think. I don't
really?
I don't know. I don't give a shit.
I'm with you, John. I think it's bullshit.
And thank you.
It was exciting.
That's what makes America great, man. Tradition is what makes America great.
Exactly.
It was exciting the first couple of years when we had a third game, but now it's too much.
If we didn't have it, we would have never seen the butt fumble, all right? Guys...
The butt fumble would have occurred.
There's your tradition.
That's just waiting. Sanchez is a butt fumble waiting
exactly.
to happen.
Exactly. If you think that had to happen.
All right, here's compromise. We have the third game, but Mark Sanchez has to start for one of the teams every year.
I mean, that's a tradition. Right there.
You can't even start any other game.
Yeah, no.
And at least one play, Vince Wilfork, they throw on defense, and he just gets a free pass into the backfield.
Right into him?
Yes.
Nice. No, you just wheel out Sanchez and Wilfork like a bulldog before a Georgia game.
Was that Wilfork?
That was. He drove whoever right guard was.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Into
Mark Sanchez's
into
face.
Into the Sanchez.
Yeah. Well, technically, he didn't drive him in. He drove him back enough where Mark Sanchez then...
didn't know how to navigate or negotiate that.
Yeah, forgot how running works. Physics. And eyesight.
and just try to, like, backwards crab walk almost or some shit. Like, I remember the button. Pull it up
if you don't remember.
Let me look at the bumble.
That's exactly what happened. He crab walked, yes.
He did the exorcist walk down the stairs. It was amazing.
Yes, his head turned and everything.
All right, butt fumble. Let's see what we got.
Oh, wow. We're literally just going to watch.
what the hell?
We can't even see it. We're just going to watch John.
You're just going to watch my face and watch the joy spread across
my face. While he's watching it, I'll get back to my point that I was trying to make with my grandma.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Your grandma's racist.
It was complete forward momentum into a man's asshole. I forgot just how great that play was.
Yeah.
I kind of thought, yeah, okay, never mind.
That was like a where were you moment, like 9/11, you know?
Yeah. Where
I was half in the bag when that happened, and I couldn't even believe. Like, I was like, I have to watch this tomorrow because I'm too drunk.
I saw it as a highlight later that night. I think I had already tapped out by like the first quarter. Like, it was so obvious the Patriots were going to just smush them. Mm. I was like, I don't need this shit. Like,
dude, one of my favorite things is getting drunk and then watching just a blowout.
A blowout?
Yeah.
I think that's the problem with the third game is that's the point in the evening where everyone's trashed and that's where the real drama happens on Thanksgiving. And now we're all distracted by just terrible football when there could be some real family shit going down.
Here's the tradition. Super Bowl champions plays the team with the worst record the year before.
And it's called the Blood Bowl?
It's the nobody gives a fuck bowl.
So just, it'd be Browns versus Super Bowl champion every year.
Every year.
Just pick a home team. Pick a set host.
No, and it's not even at one of their locations. It's just going to be in like some high school stadium in Texas.
High school stadiums in Texas are like better than half the stadiums in the league.
Better than the Chargers stadium.
It's probably better than the Cleveland.
Absolutely.
Anything in Cleveland.
Certainly seen more wins. No, man. Texas football stadiums are ridiculous. Like. People think like Donald Trump gets away with shit. Like imagine being like a stud quarterback on a Texas high school team. Just named like, I don't know, like
Clear Eyes. Clear Eyes, Full Heart, can't lose.
Yeah.
Like, just throw the damn pigskin.
Which is some stupid, like
have you
Chase
watched that show?
Gleason.
Like they, in the show, I don't know how factual this is, but they pretty much give each player like a teenage prostitute. Just, here you go.
I believe 100%.
I mean, that is Texas, so.
You get to murder a Kennedy as well. Like that's the perk of being a Texan. Okay. That would be good. Like there's not a lot of things I'd rather come back as. That would be it. Like. That would be
a Texas high school quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. And then you become a John Mellencamp song. Thanks. When you're in your 30, exactly. You're 35 working construction.
And then I'm singing Glory Days to myself. Yep. Yeah. It's all downhill. But I had those four touchdowns in that one game.
And you can show football rules. State ring.
State ring. Bring us the states. Bring us the states. No, I'm good. Thanks.
84.
But I think like.
I did 84.
What you're not getting, Loy, is like in Texas, like that is enough.
Mm. Have you been to Texas?
I have not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like you're clamoring for...
I've watched every episode of King of the Hill, though, but continue.
Yeah, that's almost close.
Like a homeless man's Johnny Manziel is like your ideal reincarnation?
I don't believe in time travel, but I definitely believe in like time stopping, and it's most of Texas. Like time just stops, and you blink, and you've been there 20 years. Your kid's been there 20 years. You have no idea what's going on. All you can think about is like, oh, I won state championship, 1984.
ZZ fucking top! Yeah. No, I guarantee you Johnny Manziel can walk into any Dairy Queen in that state and get a free Dilly Bar. Just not...
That's the peak of achievement for you?
That's power.
free Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm not that good looking, but I could do that too. And I didn't have to play a day of football.
I could too, but I'd have to hold a gun. You know, Dilly Bars, dude. Dilly, no gun. That's all I'm saying. Texas is a shithole, though. We can all agree there, right?
Yeah. I mean, I love Texas, but I wouldn't want to live there. Texas knows that.
Yeah. Like, I just... There are a couple things.
Is
like,
Texas
I like...
the Cleveland of the South?
Wow. I am not going to get... I will get shot over that. They got guns.
They do like their guns. Texas did give us Pantera, but then Dimebag Darrell was killed, so now there's no more Pantera. So, yeah, they've, like, outlived there.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how I want to judge a state based on the alt rock bands that come out of it from
Pantera.
The 90s.
Yeah, Pantera. Okay. That saves you today, Texas. So we've,
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
What? We were talking.
Let's backtrack. How did we get to Texas?
Oh, we're talking about Texas high school.
Yeah, being a Texas high school god.
Okay, what was before that?
We were talking about Thanksgiving games.
Thanksgiving traditions. Yep.
Thanksgiving. And then, yeah, you were bitching about the third game.
Yep.
Yeah, which I believe needs to either be wiped or they need to pick like an actual team to host so it becomes a third thing.
Well, I don't understand why. I don't understand the problem with it. That game's for people like me who like.
I miss the goddamn NFL not being so fucking greedy and like demanding like 36 hours of my time.
It's people like you is why Trump won.
Wow.
Make Thanksgiving great again.
Wow.
It's a horrible thing to say about me, sir. How dare you?
I mean, you could send them like a Yelp review if you're that angry. Just put them, give it a review.
I might do that.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, fuck you, John.
Yeah. Fine.
I mean, you sound like a terrorist, but whatever. I mean, whatever you're into.
Yeah, I do. I hate America and I hate football. There, it slipped out.
You might want to edit that out because I am not going to be on a NSA watch list after this. I love
too
you.
Late. You're already there.
I love you guys, but you guys are not worth my freedom.
Let's talk about something that'll make Texas happy. Since we've already, guns and blonde.
Guns
pussy.
And Jesus, Lord.
The Lord your Savior. Lord Jesus. Sweet baby Jesus and guns. My Second Amendment stick.
We tiptoed around this earlier where you said that there might be as many as six quarterbacks, Travis, that could go in the first round.
That's right.
And I mentioned the Skins in passing. Well, it turns out that Skins management apparently has said or let slip from, you know, down the grapevine.
Your segues are getting better, by the way.
Thank you. They are using the final games of the season to evaluate whether or not they want Kirk Cousins to stay in D.C. Now, I know money's an issue here, and he's going to sign some max contract if he stays. And they fucked up, and they should have signed him 2 years ago. But if they let Kirk Cousins go in Washington, D.C., are they lower than Cleveland? Because they had something. They had something tangible and proven. The guy currently, Travis, we said he is second in passing yards right now.
Right.
Between Tom Brady and Drew fucking Brees.
I have to fact check you on that, but yeah.
I saw an infographic earlier today. I think I'm right. And the Cousins graphic was in the middle. Those are not shitty quarterbacks. Those are quarterbacks, if you heard your quarterback was ranked between those two, you'd be like, thank Allah. Thank you so much for what you've given me.
So when you
are you a terrorist?
Wow, this is
when you told me this story. Right. I mean, what came up for me is I think they're just trying to save a little face here. They already know Kirk Cousins doesn't want to be here, and they know he's going to leave, so they're trying to act like, you know, they're not interested.
That could be it. Maybe he is pulling an Eli. Maybe he's a consummate professional who like 18 months ago was just like, I'm getting the fuck out of here the instant they stop paying me, and that's possible. Like, he might just sit around every year and be like, I will take your 25 mil for one go around. I think he would be up to 32 this year if franchised. It shows a fundamental lack of understanding of economics when you look at how they're thinking.
All right, nerd.
On that. Yes, thank you. On that quarterback front.
Oh my God, somebody take notes, please. I'm falling asleep over here. Economics, go. Go.
I'm just saying. They sound like the guys who are pissed. Like, Bitcoin right now is worth 10K.
Yes.
A coin.
God, I don't want to hear any more about tip Bitcoin.
They sound like guys who could have bought Bitcoin when it was like a G a coin, but they didn't. And now they're just like, well, fuck Bitcoin. And I'm like, well, Bitcoin is guaranteed to go up year after year after year, which quarterbacks are. Whatever the fuck you sign Kirk Cousins for this year, next year there's going to be whatever fucking top quarterback whose contract expired getting signed for that much fucking more. Like, if you're pissed that you just didn't get him for, like, a slave's wage a couple years ago, sure, be pissed about that. But you're going to be paying a quarterback
that
at
much
some
money.
Point.
Yep. I'll give you that.
Like, even if what happened, you get, like, the best rookie out there, 4 years later, you will be paying him that money. And the team that you built using all that spare quarterback cash will be disbanded. Do you think you're going to have something that worthwhile in that 4 year window? I mean,
I think that's a good point where, I mean, you're going to be spending that money either this year or in 3 years. Maybe if you're lucky, you'll be spending that money in 3 years on a different quarterback that you just drafted this year. You might as well make it worth something, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I get their thought. Like, Breeze is paid max money, and you know what? They have a hard time fielding a defense on that team. And anytime their defense is even passable, New Orleans is on fire. And similarly, you have the Ravens, let's be honest, eviscerated by Joe Flacco's contract. But Joe Flacco is a piece of shit. He's not elite. He's not good. He had that one fucking good postseason. Like, he's like the dude that walked into a casino and just said, black, 23. And the roulette wheel hit that, and he robbed the casino.
Wow.
And people are like, do it again. And he's like, fuck you. I just did it at random, you idiots. But now you have to pay me.
What did Flacco do to you? Where did he touch you?
On
the doll. Show us where he touched you.
I like the Ravens a lot. I am simply saying they picked if the Redskins want to piss and moan about overpaying a dude and we could have had him for cheaper, look at what happened 30 miles up 95 from you. And that is a team that didn't bat an eye to just be like, well, we got to pay him. And it's been disastrous for him. But you know what? Flacco just isn't the quarterback that Kirk is. Like, Kirk has proven himself to be pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got to bite the bullet, but they're not going to, because at this point they're too prideful, I think.
No, they're trying to be too damn smart by a half. That's all it is. They're trying to get some guy with first round wages, which, like, that rookie contract is what, $6 million or something?
Like, I don't know exactly, but it's not.
It got whacked the hell down.
Yeah.
With that new CBA about 5 years ago, 6 years ago at this point. And they're trying to what do you do with that money? Like, legit, what free agent signings do you bring in that are going to be so damn good? Like, why don't you just have a good scouting department? Like, have a good means of pulling in other cheap players and just suck it up and pay for your goddamn proven quarterback who's the heart and soul of a team. Like, the balls it takes and the contempt for a fan base to have that dude in hand and just be like, fuck it, we'll roll the dice. You're not that good. You somehow lucked into this dude. Just shut the fuck up and stop overthinking it. Like, you're the 5 who's dating an 8. Just give her the damn ring.
We're not that far away from John Beck versus Rex Grossman.
Somehow swinging dicks about it. Like, we've gone from Favara to Aaron Rodgers. Like, we're somehow supreme confidence for mediocrity.
Oh, we had like Mark Rippon, then nothing happened in between him and Kirk Cousins.
Our last quarterback who did more than 3 seasons of starting was Mark Rippon.
No, Jason Campbell.
He had during his 3rd season, I saw this as a list. This is how I get to appear smart briefly. I just saw things on Reddit. Like,
how dare you bring real facts into this?
Yeah, I think Campbell is benched halfway through the 3rd year of his pretty, I don't want to say disastrous tenure, but pretty lackluster.
Huh.
Like, we have not
had. This is making me sad now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, in DC, anything on the level of Kirk Cousins. Just pay him and get done with it. It's that simple. Unless he won't have you, and he shouldn't.
Well, after this debacle, the way they're handling it, I don't think he should.
No, especially if it's like not a bargaining ploy. Not a bargaining ploy, Loy? Sorry. And they actually feel that way. Like, it's one thing if you're walking around and you're like, I don't like this car. I love this car deep down. If they legitimately feel they have to kick the tires on Kirk Cousins for 5 more games. Like, if I were him, I would legit shit on all 3 Super Bowl trophies on my way out the door and just be like, that's what you get.
Maybe they're just hoping he gets injured.
When just get him on the cheap?
Yeah.
Like, just an ACL tear near the end?
Yep.
Oh, God.
That's why we keep playing our injured linemen. Lately.
Is that why we keep our field the way we do?
Yep.
Hey, we're opening some doors here.
It's like, hey, who's in this new offensive line? Like, I don't know. We picked him up on the side of the street.
Yeah.
They're protecting you. Have fun. One's a girl. She's 80 pounds.
That guy has those milky blind guy eyes.
Should have took the contract.
Should have taken the contract.
You can just sign on the sideline after any given play. So we got that. We've got the Aqib Talib chain grab, which was one of the sassy stories. This is John's Sass Corner.
Again?
What? Yeah, second time.
Second time, right?
Yeah, second chain grab. Time? Travis, you want to roll with this one?
Just something about you saying Aqib Talib chain grab. That's, I don't know. It sounds like some like R&B group or something. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't think
it
you listen
like
to R&B.
Sounds like a summer festival. Yeah. Hosted by 95.5.
Sounds like something. I don't know. I just like the way it's on. Anyway.
Do you want to talk more about that?
Yeah. How much time we got?
as much time as he needs, sir.
Let's flesh this out.
Yeah. So they fought once.
You're not setting the stage, God damn it. So Aqib Talib.
They fought, I forget which week, but they had one scruffle.
Last year with Michael Crabtree.
Yeah, so he grabbed Michael Crabtree's chain, tore it off.
And like a big, like fat, like rapper's chain type thing, right? Or no?
I don't think he was that big of a chain.
Like wasn't that big.
Like a little Catholic kid cross
Apparently
chain.
That's something you do now instead of like real fighting. You just, I'm gonna grab his chain. Take your jewelry.
Like capture the flag?
Well, you know, when I am playing a combat sport, I definitely want to wear as much jewelry as possible.
Yes.
One more thing to get choked by, you know, especially when you're on offense and there's a possibility of you having the ball. Let me just bring a metal chain around my neck. That sounds legit.
And then why I like my nipple rings with holes cut in the shirt.
You would think
nothing will ever happen bad.
After the first time, he would have gotten his chain grabbing fix, but I guess this week he was
complete disrespect.
He went into this week thinking I'm getting that fucking chain again, and then
which Crabtree taped down.
Yes.
Well, don't you think like 90% of playing D-back is just getting in the wide receiver's head?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But don't do it to an extent where you get kicked out. I guess he did his job. Michael Crabtree didn't catch a pass that day, so.
But. They got into a legit fist fight, right? I mean, like...
Punches were swung.
Yeah.
They didn't really
land. I like it. I like it. I'm
who,
a fan.
Who won the game? Denver or...
Who cares? Yeah.
it was Raiders,
it was
believe.
Raiders, yeah.
Because Denver's in a complete free fall.
They can't score points, which is sometimes important.
Is that necessary in the game of football, though?
I mean, defense wins championships, but arguable. Points definitely win games. Yeah.
If they could lurch into the postseason, they're still going to win it all.
They need some points, and they're not getting any.
I'm sorry, for my money, they are maybe the most surprising story in the league, Denver. Like, what has happened to them, given what John Elway established coming in as... Is he technically... Is he entitled GM, or does he have like a weird...
GM's more of like a media name. Like the real term is like vice president.
That's
of
what
like
I thought. Yeah,
operations and fan.
Well, he's just
fanfare.
Broncos and overlord at this point. Like
I picture him just riding around downtown Denver on a horse, like impaling people with a sword, and everyone's like, "Yay, John, do your thing, John." He's like a Texas football star.
But. Yeah. People were like considering him a genius when they got really good from signing all these like
immediately.
Yeah, through free agency. Like, you're a real genius for signing Peyton Manning in the prime of his career. But
he threw
55 touchdowns his second year there.
But that was the gamble, and it paid off big time. A lot of people were like, "We don't know." I know that you were like 10 when this happened, but. Peyton Manning, after that surgery, we're like, we don't know what the fuck we're getting with this guy. Like,
yeah, one wrong hit, you're done.
Yeah.
He threw 55 touchdowns. So
you're right.
I don't think it was really that big of a gamble.
Okay. Oh, it was.
Well, I mean,
I'm right. I know more about the human
body. It was viewed as much at the time. Like, I mean, because he was going to cost you a lot of money, at least 1 year, and you're...
A lot of payroll. Forget money. A lot of fucking payroll.
Yeah.
I mean, you put that... How
and if he doesn't pan out, you flushed your quarterbacks probably to get this dude. Like, you didn't draft someone, and you've lost a year of playtime. So
$30 million just dead on the books.
Yeah.
Again, I was busy with my coloring books at the time, but every team was going after him. I don't think anybody. I think the risk. Was a lot less.
I think like
reward.
Three teams are going after him. I don't think every team was.
It was only a couple who were really deep in the running. Because a lot of teams, I think.
Redskins were going after him.
To some extent, yes.
Dolphins.
Yeah, but let's be real.
But they were at least.
Don't even the Dolphins. Okay, continue.
Bronco. I'm just going to name every NFL team. I don't remember specifically, but anyway.
It was a big. I remember it was a huge gamble. Like, a lot of teams weren't going to invest that kind of money. On that kind of chance. It's a big chance. Neck surgery?
Yeah, it took a special kind of team because you really, I think the consensus was even if he is playing, it won't be for much longer.
Right.
So you kind of need a team that's like on the cusp but is having quarterback questions. So that's why Denver wound up being such a great place for him.
What was it, 2 years? 2 seasons that he was there?
Four seasons.
Four seasons.
The first year, they lost to the Ravens, who eventually won that year.
Yep.
Second year, they lost in the Super Bowl. Third year, I guess just a postseason loss, but did not make the Super Bowl. Fourth year,
they won it.
They win the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Anyway, that's
over the Panthers, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And he sucked that year.
Yes.
They won in spite of him.
Yes.
The interesting theory to that is supposedly after he jacked up his neck, all of his throwing motion, like he pretty much had to reinvent his entire throwing motion.
Yeah, it was not good to look at.
Yeah, and it was all driven by his legs.
Yeah.
And then like once his quad was blown or something like that, right? And so, the year where he was just truly dead. And so he couldn't really get power going, period, and just had to be like,
and he didn't he never had great arm strength to begin with, and then he had none,
and then his little dink and dunk shit kind of stopped working, and it was just sad, but he rode that goddamn defense.
Anyway, my original point was
the Redskins and John Beck. That's
John John Elway signed all these free agents. That's how they got really good. And then
but that usually blows up in people's faces. Again, let's be
honest.
That's
happening now because now all the free agents are old and not as good.
But a lot
and
of
then...
times you get a Haynesworth situation from it. Like, I'm not trying to rake you over coals here, but a lot of people, the mantra, let's be honest, when we wanted to play armchair GM was like, build through the draft, not free agency. And you'd sound like Snagglepuss, but also smart when you said those things. But for a time, people will be like, except if you're John Elway, like he fucking pulled it off, like DeMarcus.
No,
Ware
yeah, definitely. I'm not saying they should have done anything different, but they should have also built through the draft. Like, none of their draft picks are. Really...
I think that's what's showing that he is not a great draft mind.
Right.
Like, exactly what you're saying. A lot of their draft stock has washed out. Their drafting of quarterbacks hasn't worked so well, and now, Ware is gone. I mean, Ware might have been gone like last year. I mean, fuck, Tlaib's getting up there at this point, right? Like,
yeah, Tlaib's not what he was.
Yeah, you're talking, he's still great, but you're talking a lot of free agent dudes that, well, they were high-priced free agents because they've proven themselves, like, via a decade of play in the league, so they ain't young. And yeah, the lack of drafting is what's truly biting them in the ass, and I don't know if that's Elway in charge of the drafting or if Elway is almost like a Bruce, who the fuck we got, Bruce Allen dude, who's kind of just there to, like, schmooze free agents and mm-hmm. be like, hey, here's where you fuck MILFs in Ashburn, and let's play golf.
Shout out Ashburn.
Yeah.
Hometown.
Cashburn. But, I don't know. It's just a weird situation to me that they fell off that precipitously. Look at me. Big words.
Mm. Well, from
economics.
They, as far as biggest surprise, they weren't that great last year, so it's not a...
I suppose you're right. It's like that...
But, like, are you saying total surprise, or, like... As far as teams that you thought were going to be good but are bad.
I think
if we're talking the other way around. Rams, I feel like, are a much bigger surprise.
Huge surprise.
Yeah.
Saints, I didn't think Saints were going to be good. I thought Saints were definitely
going to be good. Oh, the Saints, let's be honest. We all felt it was, I don't want to say the Flacco thing because Drew Brees is worth every penny, but we were all like, yeah, once he signed that first contract after that Super Bowl win where you're like, yes, you get a max contract, that was it. Like,
right.
They weren't going to field a successful team after that. And, yeah, they've been on fire. I think winners of, like, 8 out of 9 or some shit like that after losing their first two. And that's what really set the tone. Like, they started 0-2, and you're like, same old crap.
Yeah.
And damn if it ain't, man. They're doing it.
Yeah, they're surprised. Who knew the Patriots would be good? Whoa, I know. Saw that coming.
That's what I'm saying to me. You're right in terms of positive surprises, but this is me. I focus on the negative. To me, I felt Denver had been building something where they were starting to be that complete like class of the AFC, like a Pittsburgh or a New England, where you're like, these are perennial contenders. And quite frankly, what we all felt, I think, happened with the Ravens as well. Like, for a long time, those early Harbaugh years, you're like, yeah, this train ain't ever going to end. And then they've been shit for... years now. Like, this is the third kind of crap Ravens season in a row, I think. Like, I remember
they're not terrible. They might.
Aren't they in the playoff?
They might be a wild card currently.
They're 6-5, but you've got the Bengals and the Browns.
Yeah, a lot of that is that the AFC is just terrible this year.
I mean, that's four wins. That's four wins right there, right?
Actually, I have an interesting factoid for you. Give me 1 second. The their wins have come over like almost always backup quarterbacks or some shit. Let me see if I can fucking find it real fast. Search Ravens.
Biggest surprise, the Eagles.
Oh,
yes.
That's the biggest.
Are amazing.
What?
And amazing. Giants. I thought a lot of people picked them for the finish first in the NFC East. And
so the issue that I have with the Rams is that they are an LA team, and LA is full of bandwagon fans. So it really, really, really pisses me off that they're doing well, because the first few games of the season, it looked like a high school game. Like, it looked like 47 people, and they're all standing behind the bench. You know, like, it's bad. Now that they're like blowing teams out, I was like, oh, I'm a Rams fan. I've been a Rams fan forever. I've been a Rams fan since the 80s. Like, shut the fuck up. No, you're not. Like, when I lived out there, people would like the Kings won the
I remember Stanley the Cup. Video of like their championship parade, and there's like 30 people. Like,
No. The parade, everybody showed up. The game, everybody showed up. But the problem is, like, nobody watches hockey in L.A. It's 75 degrees on a horrible day in L.A. Nobody watches hockey. Everyone's like, oh, I love the Kings. I've been a Kings fan forever. Kings since day one. It's like, okay, tell me three rules in hockey. Any three rules. Like, well, there's icing, and then there's a hat trick. No,
scoring.
Yeah, like, it fucking...
Not scoring.
So... Not that I hate the Rams. I like the Rams, but I hate that they're winning because I hate LA fans.
Are they still even putting people in the stands, though? Like, I thought even the Rams were still having issues getting...
Yes, they still... But it's the fact that, like, they'll have a blowout game, right? And then the tickets spike. And then, like, people don't show up until, like, halfway into the second quarter. And then they leave halfway through the through the third quarter. I hate LA.
Literally, LA should have baseball and the Lakers. That's it. Just fucking Dodgers.
Do you have the Clippers too?
Yeah, come on. You don't need the Clippers.
I bought Clipper tickets in 2006 when I moved out there.
Uh-huh.
And it was like 12 rows.
You idiot.
No. It was a good deal. My boy worked there, but it was like he gave me the price was, it was like $800 for two tickets, 12 rows up, not in the corner, but not bad seats. And there were more people at a high school basketball game in Chino Hills than there were like, they actually had to bring people down from the stands and put them behind the scorers table.
To make it not look embarrassing on TV.
Yeah, so we are looking at an empty arena on the other side. It was horrible. And everyone's like, yeah, I've been a fan since forever, since day one. You're like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, God. Yeah,
Well, LA is all about the celebrities, so as long as, Sean McVay? Is that his name?
Yep.
Or is that
yes. Yeah.
He's been out with Oklahoma City so bomb.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that? Oh, that's Timothy McVay.
His brother Tim did a horrible thing. Yeah.
But him and Jared Goff, I mean, if they can become big-time celebs, I'm sure the Rams will take off and do
fine. No, you're right. They need to just poon around the city pretty much.
Oh, and by the way, fuck anybody who said Jared Goff was a bust. I was one of the only people that stayed on his bandwagon through the process. So humble.
Yeah, how does his balls taste?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just curious.
You want a t-shirt?
Like winning.
Mm.
I just want to throw that out there.
I mean, I was more than happy to think both of those guys were busts year one, but just because the Redskins didn't have them, and I was like, the hell with that. Carson Wentz looks kind of
well,
dumb.
When you go, they draft the Rams, it was in St. Louis that they drafted him, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You're like, ooh, sucks to be that guy.
Yeah, let's be honest. Jeff Fisher...
No, I guess... Last year was the first year with the move, so it was still L.A. Or
was it?
Yeah, they were on the process of becoming the L.A.
Yeah, but either way, when the Rams draft you, you go, sucks to be your career.
Yeah, and you got Jeff Fisher, this fucking McAdoo mustache.
Wow.
Like just the mustache of mediocrity and kid fucking, apparently. We've already established that, too.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Lloyd's a kid fucker. He's got...
What? Okay.
He's got lollipops in his... In his car.
My wife is short. She is not a child.
I just figured you had a side gig as like a dentist or something. I was like, Loy might have been studious and, you know, really crushed in school and has a much better job than me. And that's
no, sometimes in comedy you get paid in candy.
Really?
You just kind of go, well, I guess this is what we're doing.
Wow. Good. Yeah. Diabetes.
But you wouldn't know because you're hardly You're hardly in D.C. anymore.
Yeah. I don't do a damn thing.
Yeah,
I'll be performing maybe like January, February of 2020 again. You know, just right in a new 5 minutes. No, I'll be back to it. You know why I'm not performing? Honestly, I didn't want to sit in traffic. I had surgery at the top of my ass crack a couple weeks ago, and it's leaking some sort of fluid, and it smells exactly like bad pussy. And I swear all of that is 100% true.
There is so many questions.
Yeah.
You literally raised so many questions with that one sentence.
There you go.
So you
start unpacking that nugget.
So you smelt the leakage, your discharge. So you're discharging from your ass. Okay.
As of a couple days ago, yes.
You're discharging from your ass.
The healing process, yeah.
And it smells like discharge from a pussy.
Not
that's
just
discharging.
Not so much the discharge, just like if you've, to me, there's a couple grades of pussy. You have like
the ones that will say yes and the ones you pay for. Got it.
Yes. To me, the tiers of scent are as follows. You have those like the S tier, where it's somehow not just a neutral, but like a positive. Like it's almost like something apple pie like or something. And you're like, I don't know what this is, but I never want to leave this place. Then you have those
it's
that
called
are
douche. She yes. douches.
Could be, yeah. Then you have like the complete neutral, which is all we can ever ask for in life. As long as it has no more odor than a hallway, I'm fine with that. You then get into like the
that means,
light.
That means she's dead.
Yes.
You're fucking a dead person.
Newly dead.
Or a dude. One or the other. Go.
Then you have that third level where it's vaguely unpleasant. Like you're next to someone in an elevator who doesn't have the best smell, but you're not pressed next to that person. You're on the other side of the elevator. You can live with that.
So you pull the panties down and it smells like that. And you still go,
no,
fuck it. I'm
the
going
level
balls
below
deep.
That. Yeah.
So it smells even worse and you go, yeah, I'll still go balls deep in that. Like you don't put the panties back on and send
her on
her way.
At level three, fuck yeah. Level three, you still fuck. Yeah, hell yeah. You're just like, this is mildly not what I'd want, but that's my life in a nutshell.
I wish I could live without standards.
Then four and five are where it just depends
it's,
where the night took you.
Yeah, so level four is like where my ass smells like, right? Is
five,
that what you're saying?
Five is just straight up infection. Like, you're like the bacterial ratios. Like, you want to sound smart, but you don't know what you're talking about. You just, because you're thinking in your head, like, that cooter done stink. But, like, the smart part of your brain is, like, the bacterial ratios here are all off. She should be eating some sort of Greek yogurt.
So you have a yeast diet. Infection in your
could
ass.
Could be. Yeah. Oh, in my ass, yeah. It's the stitches. They pulled out, like, half the stitches, and now just, like, this yellow crap's leaking out.
Hey, they cut off half the stitches.
Look
they go,
at Will.
Fuck that. Put the stitches back
it
in.
Sounds like, hey, it sounds like you're downplaying this whole thing. Would you call this a butt humble?
Travis is celebrating. Travis loves it. So yeah,
it's
my
Rudy moment.
I haven't enjoyed.
I wanted Rudy to play for me, Coach.
There's just something like I don't have it in me to be on stage right at this moment because like 5 to 7% of my brain at any given time is dedicated just being like, your ass is leaking, your ass is leaking. There's an ass in your leak and it smells like puss. And yeah, you can't focus 100% like that, Loy.
It smells like bad puss or smells like shit. So either way,
I haven't been
normal.
Wiping that far up.
Front to back. Front to back, homie. Front to back. Or in this case, would it be back to front? It would be back to front.
Yeah, I would want to sweep the dirt toward my taint.
Yeah.
Not the other way.
Sweep the taint.
Is there a problem, Mr. Lawrence? Put him out of commission.
Put him in a diaper, Johnny. Oh, good Lord.
Well, so there's
segues.
That.
I thought of butt crumble. I couldn't think of a way to segue that in, though.
I like butt crumble more. It sounds
I've just
scabby.
I've been sitting here the last 10 minutes just thinking
sounds like
puns.
A Thanksgiving dessert.
Butt crumble.
There you go.
The Minnesota original, yeah. Lutefisk and butt crumble.
Where do you eat? I don't want to eat there. That's
the Golden Anal Corral.
I'd rather eat a butt crumble than watch the third Thanksgiving NFL game. That's for sure.
Dude,
I will watch that third game. You can keep the butt crumble. Oh. I don't want it.
Molten lava cake.
Yo, John, your friend's weird.
How dare you say that?
Yes,
where'd you find this guy?
You only have the nuts to say that because he shaved his beard, which gives him all his power. When is it coming back?
I'm going to keep it off.
No, why are you doing that? We all love your beard.
Really?
You look like Jesus, yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm kind of enjoying the baby face.
Are you?
Yeah.
Like,
I can't grow facial hair, so I'm in the middle of no shave November.
That's a pretty good one.
No, I am, and I just can't grow facial hair.
God, I'm kind of jealous of that because it is a bitch. I don't know. I keep telling myself, like, I'll reward myself if I ever get in shape with a shave. Because if I do it now, like, I just see way too much chin, and I'm like, holy fuck, that's what it looks like. And
your chin to head ratio, disproportionate.
Oh, horrible. Yeah, I've got that.
I got some of this going on.
Oh, yeah, I completely, yeah. Can't see it, but... It's a bit of the Frank Beamer pouch look I got going. I don't like it. Trumpian, my pouch ratio.
I'm glad you related this back to football. And
thank you.
In a small way.
Yes, an unscarred Frank Beamer. That is my neck meat amount. The Chiefs. You want to wrap it up with the Chiefs?
They're fucking garbage. They're garbage. I don't know why I just started talking in a Boston accent. But.
No, it's true though. So true. Garbage.
Garbage.
He wanted to pull a Good Will Hunting on us and sound smart, but it failed. So I was talking about 10 minutes ago about what I thought were like colossal failures coming into the season, because we all figured that Denver would be something, right? I mean, it's not Patriots level, sure. Where, I don't know, like Brady.
They started off looking
50.
Really good.
They looked incredible.
Yeah. Okay. So beat the Pates, right?
Resounding.
They look like world beaters. They made the Patriots look like the Patriots are lost, and you rarely.
Which they've done
they made
before.
Them look like little bitches.
Yes.
That's what they look.
It's a rarity that the Patriots look lost. Even if we don't know what they're doing, they look like they know what they're doing, even if they're guessing. But then the next week, they played the Eagles, which didn't look that great week one.
What trying to remember.
No, Eagles beat the Skins week one.
And then Chiefs beat the Eagles.
Yeah, that's what it was. But it was a rough game to watch going into the first. The first half was a rough first half to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, what are you guys doing? This is not the same team. This is not the same team that we watched beat the Patriots the week before.
I mean, I can't really speak to that too much. I didn't get a chance to watch that game. It was like my mom's birthday or something stupid.
Something horrible.
Something dumb.
Tell your mom I said hi.
I love you, Mom.
Me too.
No, we're not doing this again.
Yeah, I broke up with her. We're not doing this again.
But for a while, they were kind of the consensus number one team. As far like the first
5 weeks, they were 5-0.
Yeah, they looked really good.
They looked amazing. Everyone.
Alex Smith was the MVP, probably.
Oh, Kareem Hunt. We all love our Mr. Hunt.
Yeah.
I mean,
the good old cunt. What?
Yeah. The K Hunt. The first 5 weeks, they were on fire. And week six, they lose to the Steelers. They then lose to the Giants. They lose to Buffalo. And they are collapsing.
Still in first place, though.
Yeah, but the Chargers are going to pass them.
The Chargers are incredibly resurgent.
They're doing the same thing the Vikings did last year. If you remember, the Vikings were like 5-0 and 6-0. The 9-2 second seeded in the NFC, Minnesota Vikings. No one cares.
No, I do like what the Vikings are doing now, except what they did the Skins.
That's actually good. Last year, it is very similar. Sam Bradford looked like an MVP candidate.
Sam Bradford was MVP. Front runner 5 weeks in, just like Alex Smith was this season. Yeah.
Oh, they started off incredibly strong.
Yes, yeah, I'm saying they're doing the same thing the Vikings did last year. And it's not fun, just having gone through it.
No, it sounds hellish.
Yeah,
it's easier.
Is this something to do with former number one overall picks switching teams and then... I don't know where I'm going. That's... I don't know.
I'll be interested to see how long Alex Smith hangs in there, because they drafted that one guy.
Yeah, Mahomes. I think a lot of fans are calling for him right now, which I don't think is the right move.
Why?
I don't know this guy.
Patrick, you don't know shit, John.
I know.
Wow.
Patrick Mahomes, they traded up for him.
Their new guy. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Texas Tech quarterback.
I thought you were talking about a dude on the Vikes. I'm like, wait, I know like three quarterbacks on the Vikes and not that name. Sorry, yeah, you're talking about the Chiefs guy that they got last year, right?
Or yeah, in the draft. He's a rookie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, to me, again, he gets Kirk Cousins in terms of treatment, but there's a lesser cap on that dude. Like, for some reason, Cousins is treated like he's Alex Smith. And Alex Smith is good. Like, even Alex Smith, I don't think really deserves what's going on with him, but I'm kind of in your corner just because his contract is about to run, right? Like, out or no?
No, I think he's got a little time left.
A little bit.
Well, they're planning to move on from him, for sure.
Well, yeah, Mahomes is definitely going to be the starter next year, but... Right now, while you're in first place competing for a playoff spot, I don't think the right move is to put in the unproven rookie.
But there's a great article on 538 that is saying the Chiefs are collapsing at a record pace. By some measure that they use, the Chiefs are like catastrophically enjoying the worst collapse of a team that started off hot in NFL history. And they are saying worst midseason dips in offense. Kansas City currently, for teams since 01, is in the five seat. Like, they are, if you're a Chiefs fan, this is not just by the numbers collapse. This is historical collapse.
So then the five spot.
So since 01.
What's 4-3-2-1?
Actually, Denver in 08 and 2013 are 4-3. Two, Indianapolis in 07.
Okay.
And number one, Chicago in 06.
What's this list again? I missed that part.
Worst midseason dips in offense. Percentage of offensive drives that resulted in a score since 2001.
Is that two or is that 3 years? That's Peyton Manning. 07 would be...
07's got to be Manning, yeah. And that's pre-injury.
Yeah.
And Denver 13 would be him. 08, definitely not him. And 06, Chicago has to be Sexy Rexy, right?
Yeah.
It can be nothing else. And then actually for number five, New York Giants, 2014. So Manning's been having... This is true. They and their four pieces of hardware, as we cool guys call them. Yeah, they can go to hell. No, you're right.
Does their dad have a Archie? Does he have a championship?
No. The Saints were really bad when he played.
That's gotta be like a rough Thanksgiving conversation. Like, hey, Dad, shut up.
I would
no. Then ring. They got a ring and pass me the potatoes.
No, and then he gets the shit on Cooper Manning.
They all just
the
gang
guy
up
who
on
was
Cooper.
Supposed to be a really good wide receiver at Ole Miss, but then he had some like disease where he can play football.
Yeah, he had Mr. Glass Spine, and it was like if he was going to get tackled, like he'd wind up in a wheelchair. So yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Batman and Bane. Strawberries.
I made you. Thus, your Super Bowl rings are mine. If I'm Archie Manning, that's all I would do. I'd be like, you know what? I can fuck more women. If you think you're that damn special, I'll go jizz on someone right down the street, and we'll have another, you know, Super Bowl winner 25 years.
I shit out champions. I shit out champions.
Fucking Archie Manning's cum needs to be frozen for the sake of quarterback play in this league.
They look dumb, though. They look simple as shit.
They do, but you can mix them with someone else. Make them look
better. Yeah, they're genetically modified to throw a football. Like, the rest of their body doesn't need to look that great.
That's true. Yeah. But, yeah, fucking speaking of, Bane, just put him in a fucking mask. There you don't have to look at your stupid face on the side.
Visor,
left.
Just a full face visor.
Yeah, and just wearing the Bane coat as well. Coach, on top of there.
I can't see. You're Manning. It'll end up where it needs to be.
I was born in darkness.
Oh, Omaha.
42, Omaha.
Nationwide is on your side.
Could you imagine that, though? Like, I always thought about this, where, like, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, or, like, Tom Brady, you're on the other side. You're playing defense, right? Mm-hmm. You're a linebacker, whatnot. And Tom Brady looks over the line, points at you, says your number, Omaha, liability, 55.
Much, you're
like, my fucking coaches are watching. Mismatch 55. Stop saying my goddamn name.
55's a little bitch.
Yeah, big on that piece of shit.
No hands. 55, no hands.
No balls. No balls.
Because you have to be like, what is wrong? Like, am I out of position? Yeah. Do I just suck? Like,
you start drifting away trying to like,
yeah.
I thought I was doing something right.
Time out. Nope. Fuck this game. I'm done.
Are my laces untied?
Liability.
You just lay down.
I would love that. I would love that because I hate myself. So if that ever happened to me, that would just be like a story. I would tell everyone, like, I was in for one down, and
he called a play that was named after my wife.
Yeah. Peyton pointed at me, exactly. Gave my social security number.
003. Like, wait, what?
Described my own bedroom to me. Knew my wife's name.
Omaha, Susie has a wide badge. Yeah.
Torch me for 46 yards.
My kid. Like, wait, what?
Fucked him on his birth, or fucked her on his birthday.
Peyton Manning, child molester. with his McAdoo mustache.
Number 55 pedophile. You're like, whoa, whoa, Penn State, motherfucker.
Fuck.
How long do you go before you call timeout?
46 minute
Coach,
audible.
He's saying a lot of stuff about me that I didn't even know.
Number 55 statutory. Whoa.
Clarence parents.
Real good marriage. Wait, what?
Oh, shit. Well, I think we can go out on that, right?
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. wanted... Travis wants to do the Ray Caruth story, but we'll do that next week. It. Yeah, he's still not out of prison.
Yeah.
We'll do that later. Well, shit, let's get that outro music going.
His kid's still...
Yeah, yeah.
Which is awkward.
We're teasing it. Next week, Ray Caruth.
Saddest poor little Ray ever. Ray.
Just so damn sad.
Yeah, so all you Ray Caruth fans, you're on the edge of your seats.
Yeah, you're going to feel like quite the ass for burning your jersey, because you'll want to wear it next week during the show. Well,
or hang yourself with it.
I don't like this outro music. We're going to just do more Tecmo Bowl.
Mm.
I want to thank everyone who made it to the end of this Pompous Football Podcast. You can find it at pfpod.com. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We typically upload to YouTube as well. And now I get to thank everyone who came in. We're going to start with... Loy.
You teased me.
Yes, I teased you. I made eye contact with Travis, much like Peyton Manning did as he talked about your mother.
Oh.
We had a running gag like for the first 10 weeks or something talking about Travis's mom and knowing her biblically.
And then she listened and she was not thrilled.
And now we don't have that bit so much anymore.
What's Loy. Your mom's name? No, I just want to say hi. I just want to say hi. What's your mom's name?
Nah, you don't know. Shut up.
Hi. How are you? I'm sorry. I don't know you biblically.
Loy, plug your social media, man. Where can we see you specifically? Do you have like a big gig coming up? Or
You can find all of where I'm going to be at loyleecomedy.com. That's loyleecomedy.com/tour. You can find me at all your social media outlets, loyleecomedy. L-O-Y-L-E-E comedy. And if you can't spell, AsianKingOfComedy.com also will get you there.
That is fucking awesome.
Please
tell me it's legit.
That is too legit to quit.
That is
AsianKingOfComedy.com is my landing page. It was the best $15 I've ever spent in my life.
Singular. I love that. You haven't even done Asian Kings of Comedy, just Asian Kings.
No, that was already taken. Asian Kings of Comedy.
Is it like a legit movie? Because they made the Everything Kings of Comedy at some point.
No, I think some guy in Hawaii owns it, and I don't know what he's doing with it because I looked.
God damn it.
But yeah, I have my own podcast, Short, Pale, and Handsome podcast.
Really?
That's every Monday. I ramble for about 30 minutes about this or that or whatever. I can find time to...
What about this or that?
Yeah.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
This, that, and the other.
No, the other. Fuck the other.
Yeah, and fuck Don Ho for taking Asian Kings of Comedy. Bastard.
Book him, Dano.
Will Kuduk. You will see Will and his improv troupe, Where's My Ukulele, performing every other week at the Unified Scene Theater in lovely Bloomingdale, D.C. Anything else you got gig-wise?
That's all I got going right now. Next show, December 9th. Come
nice.
Check it out.
I hope you liked sitting on the show, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Cool. This is great.
Yes, he was here to observe, and then he participated. And we, of course, have Travis Dorward.
And you can catch me in Manassas on this Friday, December 1st, at Okra's Cajun Creole. I don't know how to pronounce that word.
Creole, yeah.
If you want to find out anything else about me, check out AsianKingsOfComedy.com.
Hey!
Nice. And I'm John Papa Giorgio. Find inpapasbasement.com. That's the main show, at Papa's Basement on everywhere. And we're teasing a really happy story next week. Ray Caruth.
Yeah.
Funny, it's a real knee slapper. All right, till next one, we're out of here.